What's used to the Ravasi will be a kash from Ravasi. That he says if you lend money in front of two Edim, you're not believed to say praticha, unless you have two Edim. So Moshe says back, no, Omolak Ravasi, Ravasi can answer back, Ano ki amri, hecha di mikoru usva bi Edim. My aloch is a special aloch only if at the beginning, when the Malva first gave the money to the Leiva, he gave it to him in front of two Edim. Because I'm saying clearly, I do not trust you. That's why I'm only giving over the front of two Edim. So therefore, since we see I do not trust you, whatever you do later, you better do it in front of two Edim. And therefore, you're not able to say you paid back without two Edim. But here's the opposite. Hocho, heavy hemne. But over here, when he first gave you the money, there were no Edim involved. It's only later he's admitting to you that he lent the money. But at the time when you gave him the money, the Malva did not bring Edim. So we see the Malva at that time did trust the Leiva. Therefore, the Leiva is never now to say, I pay you back.
And isn't a requirement that when I engrave Matthiasen, he tells me?
Yes, so Kitzur is no kashin Ravasi. Ravasi only said it when the Malva first gave the money in front of Sweden. That's a new svar. We see that the Malva does not trust the Leiva. Therefore, the Leiva has to be careful. Same right, he does not trust the Malva. He has to give it back in front of Sweden. But here the money was given without Edim, he believed to say, I paid you back. Rav Yosef Masner, he learned like this. Omer Rav Yudam Rav Asi, Hamal v'etchaber Rabbi Edim, if somebody lends money in front of two Edim, Eivet circle for Rabbi Edim, no, he did not have to pay back in front of two Edim. He lent her the money, because he wanted to have a proof that I lent you the money. But later, if he's a kafra kol, he's believed. The imam, what's going to be though, if the Malva says clearly though, out if rain the elevator, he speaks out clearly condition. I'm giving you this money now, and the payment is only should be done in front of two Edim, then circle for Rabbi Edim. Yes, he has to pay back in front of two Edim. And without two Edim, he's not believed to say he paid back. Now Kiyam recently said over this Allah Kaimul Shmuel, only he said like this, still that condition doesn't mean too much. Yachulai Malay, still the Leiva could say back, Praticha Nafleh Plani Yaplani. True, I paid you back in front of two Edim. I did the condition. Just for Ocholem and Dina Sayam, that they still took the plane last night over the ocean. Because that condition doesn't mean too much. It just means that I have to say back, I paid you in front of two Edim. But the life is still never to say, he paid you this back. He still called the Kofra Kail that it be Potter from Yeshua. So in this Tanana, bring a proof in our Mishnah, it says, Monoli Biyodach, you have $100 of mine. Oh, Maloy Hain, Shimon says, yes. True, you lend me the $100. Oh, Maloy, and he says back to him now, listen, you're admitting to me right there in front of the Edim that you owe me the money. I'm making a condition now that you should not be believed that you paid it back to me only if you give it in front of the Edim. And Lamocha, tomorrow what happens? Oh, Maloy, titnuli. So Reuven goes back to the Leiva, listen, yesterday you admitted that you owe me the money, give it to me. And he answers back today, Nasata Lecho, that I paid it back to you. So Chayiv, in this case it says Chayiv. Why? Because you have to give it back to him in front of two Edim. So, Lechuri, you see, a riot to Rabasi. There should be a kasha on Shmuel. And when he said over this halacha in front of Shmuel, Shmuel answered back that the person has the right to say that my Edim flew out of town. So, Lechuri, what Shmuel meant to say is that the time of Edim is not necessary. That's not a good condition. And here it says no, that if you did not return it to me in front of two Edim, you chayiv to pay. That would not leave you to be matchemi, but rather the condition is a good condition. And if you do not have two Edim, you paid me back, we do not leave you. So of course, Akasha and Shmuel, Sumar says, Omalach Shmuel, Shmuel answers back, true, Tanoihi, but Samachlekes Tanoim, Samachlekes upon this. The Tani would not like this. B'yedim huvisicha, if I lent you in front of two Edim, B'yedim huvisicha, B'yedim thoroughly, in Edim you have to pay me back. Rashi says, Kasaka Daitich, B'shas Savo, the time when I lent you the money, Koi, V'yomaloi, he says like this to Malva, Reish, Si, Shebeidim of Asich, I'm giving you the money now in front of two Edim. V'yafata, you also, Atifreni Yelav Yedim. So how many there's a condition, the Malva speaking out, B'shas, he gives the money in front of two Edim, you have to pay me back in front of two Edim. So Tanya, V'edim of Asich, V'edim firmly, O Yitain, O Yavi Raya Shenosim, that you have to give it right now, or else you have to bring a proof that you gave it back to me in front of two Edim, that the condition is called a good condition. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseroi meno, Yocholai meloi, the Leva's right hand to back, Praticha b'fnei pleni y'pleni. I paid you back in front of two Eidim. You want that? I'll pay you that. I can't prove it. I do not have to prove it. I can just answer you back. I paid you back in front of two Eidim. Even though I cannot prove it. Even though I just say they skip town. So you see, it's a machlekes anoyim. Torah Rav Atzo, so Shmuel holds like the second man, the Yomo, like the Yehuda ben Meseiro. Torah Rav Acha. Rav Acha has a question over here. Mimai, who told you this machlokes over here? Mimai de bishas halvoko, you said we're talking about over here. At the time when he lent the money, he set a condition then, just like I'm giving in front of Tuwaydim. Pay me back in front of Tuwaydim. Dilma maybe bishas tviya koi. Maybe here we're talking about bishas tviya, when the Malv was coming to the Loiv and saying, give me back the money. Vachi komalei, this is what he meant to say. Lav the Eidim of the Sikh, listen, didn't I lend you the money in front of Tuwaydim? So I'm speaking out now, the Eidim, you should have known that this first Gemara, the first one we had in the Gemara, that since I lent you money in front of Tuwaydim, even though I did not speak it out then, but you should have known that I did not trust you, that you got to pay me back the money in front of Tuwaydim. That's the machlokes over here. Only in this case is it the machlokes whether you have to pay me back in front of Tuwaydim or not. Although, but it could be, Peshas Halvo, but if the Malva spoke out the condition, Peshas, he lent the money, he said clearly that I'm lending you the money now in front of Tuwaydim, and the same way I want you to pay me back, Divri Akol Chayiv, everybody could hold in, that the laborers only believed if he could prove it, that he paid back in front of Tuwaydim. But if he has no proof, he just says the Eidim skipped town, he is not believed to be Chayiv. So it's still a kash on Shmuel. Omer Rav Papi, Mishmei D'Rovo. So it gets the merger slugs up, there's no real proof, but Shmuel himself will answer himself, he'll learn that is the Machlokes Tanoim that way. Even though there's no proof, he'll have to learn that way. Omer Rav Papi, Mishmei D'Rovo, Ilchasa, Hamal, Veskhaver, B'Eidim, Sarach Lefer, B'Eidim, yes, the original Svara. If he lent money in front of Tuwaydim, we see he means business, he does not trust you, so that's a Svara, you also have to go back in front of Tuwaydim. But Rav Papa, Mishmei D'Rovo Amar, no, Hamal v'Tchaverim B'Eidim, Ein Tzarech L'Tchaverim, you do not have to pay back in front of Tuwaydim. Since he did not speak it out, so trust, he only wanted his own right to have Eidim, that he lent you the money. But later, you have the right to say, Praticha, Hakoy Frakol, you'll be believed. But V'Yimom, if the Malva speaks out clearly, Al Tifreni El Eidim, I want you only to pay me back in front of Tuwaydim, then Tzarech L'Tchaverim B'Eidim, you have to pay me back in Eidim. If he speaks out the condition, that's a good condition. Still is believed. So it comes out to Mixas Tain here, that since he made this condition that you have to pay me back in front of Tuwaydim, if the Leiva just answers back, I paid you back, he will not be believed. But the Xas Kula, he has to just speak out, I paid you back in front of so and so. Even though I cannot prove it, even though they skipped town, they left, I'm still part of Nemun. I was Mekayim your Tanai. All your Tanai was, I have to pay back in front of Tuwaydim. So I say I did. So again, it's a Kaif HaKol. You say no, I say yes. Kaif HaKol is Nemon. Therefore we believe him. So the Shal HaYigoros here, he brings down here, the Rambam Master Paskins ain't a Nemon. Rambam Paskins here, no, you would not be Nemon. So the Shal HaYigoros, what the Gishra should be. The Rambam says no, the Paskins completely, that since he spoke out the condition, you need a Kiyum, means you have to prove that you pay back in front of Tuwaydim. This is also a big Shal of all Tanoim, who has to prove the Kiyum HaTanai. Who has the Machlokes over here? The person made it Tanai, that you have to pay him back in front of Tuwaydim. Who has to prove it? Does the Leiva have to prove it? Or does the Malva have to disprove it? That's the Smachlokes here with the Gurus, Nemun or Eina Nemun. But the Rambam holds Eina Nemun means, part of the condition means, you have to prove the condition. I lent you the money and I spoke out clearly, you only believed if you pay me back in front of Tuwaydim. Meaning you have to prove that you are Mekayim the Tanai. And our Gurus was no, this much you don't have to prove it. Simon, right, we'll soon see Shalzil. Simon, Ruvain, Vishimin, Lizia, Tanah, Hilchasai, Yaksi, Pori, Proni, 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 Hahu, Diyom, Chavri. First, he went to his friend. Ki Pratin, when you pay me back, Proinli, Biapi, Rubin, Mishimin. I want you to pay me back in front of two Eidim, but I say clearly, in front of these two people. Also, what happened was, this Leiva came back, Upora, Biapi, Trey, Miami, paid him back in front of two other Eidim. So what do we do now? Omra, Baya, Biapi, Betray, Omale, Biapi, Betray, Porale. He paid back and forth two ways, and that's enough. And Mestam the Eidim are here. That's enough. I said Reuben and Shimon, and he meant Lavdaf. He meant two kosher Eidim. Omele Rabbi says no. Lochi Komele, he said clearly. The reason why he went and took it were extra words. Viape Reuben and Shimon, ki heched la nitchayu. He wants not to be able to push him off. He wants them to clear, like, I know Reuben and Shimon is believed. I want to pay back in front of these two. Therefore, it's a good condition. He meant Badafkam, and if he paid back in front of two other people, he's not Neman. How who? Question of the other two people would be, yeah, of course, only if they're not there, right? If they would be there, kasherei them, we would believe them, right? Ha'ud yomel chavri, Reuben says to his friend, ki pratichli, when you pay me back, ki pratichli, proyili biape beitrei, tetani hilchasta, I want you to pay me back in front of two people, edim, that atami chachamim, know how to learn. Also, what happened was, porre bein delay le delay. He paid it back between by himself, not in front of two edim. It's Nisu Hanich Zuzi. And what happened was, the Malva lost the money. And the Malva admits this. So Osta came in front of Rav Nachman now. Omalei said, listen to him. I kibule kibaltino minei. In. Kibule kibaltino minei. I accepted it from him. True, he paid me back the money, I accepted it from him. But derech pikodin. I only gave it to Kerasa pikodin, because he's supposed to give it to me in front of two Tamil Chachamim. So calls the man who doesn't have two people come in, it's not called a real peroin, I'm only holding it for him. I'm only holding it for him until he gets two tani chachamim. Or mekayim tenoi. So what's the law? And then I lost it. I lost the bienis. So is he hired to pay me money or not? Or malay. Kivun the komoidis tevadi shekatinu minei. You admit that you collected it from him. Peroyim al yehevei. He for sure paid you back. It's called a good proyim. So, iyamu the kiyuma tanoi, I just want a kiyuma tanoi, zilis nayu, to, it's zilis nayu, bring him here, to anov rav sheshis, the tanina hilchaso, visifro, visifri, visifsefto, vikulu gemara. It's us, me and rav sheshis, right now, we are here, and we learn halachas, we learn kolot arkula. So there's a kiyuma tanoi. Because what he meant to say is, once you admit you got the money back, that's it. You are paid back. This kiyum atanai, any time the rest of your life you meet up with two tamid chachamim, that's the kiyum atanai. But there's no such shvara that's a pekodin in between. Havad is called a good peroyin, and that's it. That was nothing. What does that mean? Towards the bottom, here, five lines down. The Yemem Aleph in the base. Where it says, Ahu di omle lechavrei. Somebody said to his friend, Havli meya zuzi yaziftecho, give me back the $100 that I lent you. Omalei, so the loiva answered back, loy hoyu dvor meyerlim. This never happened. I never took money from you. So he's a kofer hakol. So he's believed. Ozel aisi sadi di usvei. Now Reuven the Malva came and brought to Edim that he lent him the money. So we have two edim that he's a liar. Batu parei. The two edim say that we know that he paid up the money. So what should we do here? The loiva Shimon is saying, I never took the money from you. The Malva Reuven says, no, I gave it to you. And I have two edim that I gave you the money. But the two edim say he paid up. What should we do? Somer Abaya, my neved, what can we do? Inu Amri Usvei. Inu Amri Parei. Like we can't use these two edim. These two edim that say, you lent the money, they're also saying, though, that he paid up. Reuven has two edim that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from him, but the same two edim are saying that Shimon already paid back to Reuven. Rav says, Rav Amar, koloi me loy lovisi, koloi me loy prati dami. Since Shimon is saying, lehoyu dvor meyerlim, he's saying, I never took this money. By saying I never took the money is stating that you for sure did not pay back the money. So there's oidoyes baldin, you yourself are saying that you did not pay back the money. And that's the klal, that oidoyes baldin is neman yoysim and meyo edim. So even though there are two edim saying that you paid up, so what? You yourself are saying that you did not pay up, you're believed, and therefore you'll have to pay the money. Hahudi yom lechavrei, Reuven said to his friend Shimon, Havli meya zuzi demastik nebuch. Give me $100 that I have by you. I once lent you $100, or you're holding $100 for me. Omalei, he said back to him, Loi pratich v'fnei pleni yu pleni. Didn't I pay you back already in front of these two edim?
And what happened was, also plenty of plenty, then these two people that he said he paid back in front of came to us, and Amri, they said, Loi hoyu dvar meyelam. We never saw him paying back. We don't know what you're talking about. We never saw you pay back the money. So what's the halacha? Do we believe now the loiva or not? Like this, he's a kafir akoyel, he'll be believed. But now he's a huchsa kafir, and we see he's a liar. So sabra sheshes lemeimar huchsa kafron. This person is caught to be a liar, since he said he paid back in front of two edim, and these two edim deny it. So it's a mashma that he's a liar. Therefore, we should believe the malva, since he's a liar. Or malay rov, Rav says back, no. The klal is kol milso de le ram yolei inshi la vadaite. Things that are not really on your mind does not mean that much to you. It's aimed for people to forget. That's a normal thing. Rashi says, kol milso, could go and say like this, he did not have to say, I paid you back in front of two edim. Like the Malva did not speak out of condition that I'm lending you the money now in front of two edim, that you have to pay me back in front of two edim. He did not have to say it. Hilkach, he does not really remember himself. The main thing is that he borrowed $1,000. He has to pay back the thousand. That's the main thing. He pays back the money. He does not remember really whether he paid back in front of two edim or not. So now when he says he paid back, he just adds on words. Yeah, I paid you back. Don't you remember even in front of so-and-so? But he did not really mean so-and-so. His main words were that I paid you back. And that could be the truth. So therefore, he's not a huchsa kafron. We do not say he's a liar, and therefore he's a regular kafir hakol that we believe him. At most, according to Rav Nachman, we'll have to have a shuas hasis. Now, who the yom le lechavri? Right. Who the yom? Another case. Another question. Who the yom le lechavri? Reuven said to his friend Shimon, "Havli shish meyazuzi. Give me back $600." The masiknabah that I have by you, I put by you $600. Omalai again handed back. Didn't I already return back to you 100 cows?